Hi, Frank. Hi, Hart.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Sally.
People are joining.
We're slowly getting here.
We'll give them a couple more minutes. Share the antitrust policy while we're waiting. All right, we might get started. So the antitrust policy, if you're not aware, you can read that. It's linked from the contributory call agenda. So Grace can't make today's meeting, so you're stuck with me for facilitating. Meeting's being recorded. Feel free to leave and watch the recording afterwards if you don't want to be recorded. Please mute unless speaking and raise your hand if you have a question or something to say, and I will do my best to keep an eye on that. General announcements. So this incentive program item has been ongoing for a while. I believe that's with the legal teams now, so we're just sort of waiting on an update from them, which I'm not sure how long that will take or if there's an expected time for that part or anyone. Do you have an update on that?
So I've been continuing to work on the Hyperledger side of the CIP. We're moving forward slowly. I had a meeting with lawyers about a week ago. They asked for more specificity in the proposal, so we're just fleshing everything out. Do you all have any questions for me about that?
Specificity on anything in particular?
I would say pretty much everything. So I'm basically writing as we speak, writing up my own version of Tim's proposal that I hope will make the LF board and the LF lawyers happy. And I will ask this community for feedback once it's done. Essentially, I think the EF is mostly used to working with startups and others who are very familiar with cryptocurrencies and comfortable with them. And that does not describe the LF board. So it's just been a bit slower process, I think, but we're making good progress. So.
So essentially filling in the blanks on some of the terms that are not widely understood outside of the crypto community, is that?
Among other things, yeah. So like so frequently one of the questions that I've gotten from the LF board is, why isn't this just a typical grant? And obviously the board doesn't necessarily understand, proof of stake consensus and why the EF wants to structure the grant this way to incentivize validators to be run, sort of all of these things. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, this is just all things we've been working on. But we've got sort of agreements in principle. We just need to make sure everyone is comfortable with all the details. Thank you. Let me know if y'all have any more questions or comments on that.
Thank you, Hart. That's helpful. Okay, so next item on the list is the roadmap review. I checked the roadmap before this and it's a little bit out of date. So I think it's probably best if we just take this as a prompt for us to update the roadmap. Because it was last updated in February, and so we've done 22.1 release, and 22.7 probably needs a bit of an update because this item has been done, and there's probably a few things in there that we're aiming for that aren't in there yet. So let's just take that as a reminder to update the roadmap. So releases, we've done 22.1.1 in February, 22.1.2 a week or so ago, and then 22.1.3 is scheduled for the end of this week. So Stefan is on the roster for doing that one. So 22.1.3 is going to be, I think, just a release off main. Stefan, did you want to add anything? Stefan's on the call.
I'm on mute, sorry. It's going to be off main. And yes, if anyone's got any questions or, send me a message or, yep. I think it's awesome. Pretty straightforward.
Yep. Cool. So this is the fortnightly releases that we're trying to make sure that we get out the door. That's our New Year's resolution for 2022. And then 22.4.0 RC1, we wanted to leave a little bit of a gap between 22.1.3 and that first RC for 22.4.0. So I think Justin's on the list for that one. He's not on the call, but that's slated for early next week. If there's anything that you want in that quarterly release, I guess reach out to Justin or start a discussion on Discord. There's a release and basic releases channel. The reminder about the release rotations page. So it's a schedule that's sort of always up for change, but as well as who's actually scheduled to do those releases. So we're sort of trying to share the load around a little bit. So volunteers are welcome. And also the release process improvements page, which we did a lot of collecting of what we want in the release process and what we're not happy with right now. And I think we've sort of made a few tweaks, but we haven't made the major jump to tag-based releases, which we're talking about for a long time. So I think if people have thoughts, that page is still there, but we've sort of got a minimum viable release process going at the moment, which seems to be going okay. Work updates. So Trace APIs, they all got completed and they went in 22.1.2, I think. So if there's any questions or feedback on that would be great. I'm not sure if anyone's on the call who can give us an update on the merge. I don't think so. All right, let's skip that one. Future backwards incompatible changes. So Java 17 migration. So the notice in the next quarterly that we're planning to do this. So I think that's something that needs to go in 22.4.0 as a something that we plan to do. And the This one about the EVM migration from Gas-on-Jet to Long. I haven't looked into that one yet. But I guess if you've got any questions on that, Dana is probably the person to reach out to there. I'll pause there for questions. Any questions? Okay, so other business, the documentation discussion. So this was something that I think got discussed on the last contributor call, but was there a resolution? Is there any action or discussion that we need to be aware of? I might ask that question in Discord. So this was about not having consensus specific instructions for how to maintain the docs, I think. So I'll follow that up in Discord. The automated security bot requests, Hart or anyone, can you give us any context on that?
I don't have a ton of things to add at this point. This is an LFX project, but if you all have any suggestions, we can certainly pass those along.
So is this basic, is this sort of analyzing that we're not checking in security secrets into the repo? Is that the kind of?
No, I think this is more like, are there any hanging unclaimed NPM packages kind of thing? This isn't like secret detection in code, I don't think. I think this is more sort of lower hanging fruit and is more focused on release outputs than anything else.
Okay.
But if you have suggestions, the secrets in code thing is a good one, but unfortunately that turns up a lot of false positives because people write a lot of test cases. And, you know, it's okay to hard code keys for test cases, right? In some cases, it's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you have suggestions, we would love to hear them.
Is there somewhere where we can see the things that it's sort of scanning for at the moment? Is there like a docs or a page we can look at?
I'm not sure, actually. I think it's changing a lot.
Okay.
So I don't know how well it's documented right now.
Right.
I apologize for my lack of answers.
That's okay. Okay, well, I guess if anyone has questions on that, shoot them through. We might skip the metrics review unless anyone specifically wants to look at that. Okay, so the open forum. There's been a proposal talked about for having an off-week Discord voice chat meetup. So basically in between this contributor call, have another call that's sort of off the record. Is there interest from this group to actually do that in this time zone?
I'd be there. Yeah, I saw the voice chat channel on the Hyperledger Discord, and I thought, you know, that would be the perfect use case for that voice channel. I like the idea.
Yeah. So Frank, would you be up for making it happen?
Yeah, I can try and organize a time. Do we want it to be for this time zone? So around this time again, or?
That works for me. We could do this.
I'll post an open question in the contributor channel. see who's who's keen to join.
Great. The next item is deprecating log4j. There's already a thread from Diego in the contributor channel. I'm not sure if that's been resolved or decided yet. I don't know if anyone here has insights or anything on that. I think the only snag was going to be whether you could use an existing log4j XML config file with once we move away from log4j. So yeah, I will take a note to check if this has been resolved. And the remaining thing on the list is about the looks good to me analysis. It hasn't been working for a while, and there's been a couple of different reasons why it wasn't working. But right now it's out of memory. But it sort of made me think, well, is it actually worth getting it working again? Now that we have Sonar Cloud configured and running, it's providing really rich output of, you know, code smells and potential bugs and those sorts of things. And I think even if we got looks good to me working again, it's not really going to provide much extra on top of Sonar Cloud. Does anyone have thoughts on that? All right, I might make a concrete proposal and post that in Discord for further feedback.
I think the lack of response when you ask that question probably indicates no one has a strong opinion that you should stay, at least.
Yeah, right. I'll make a concrete proposal. Okay, anything anyone else wants to talk about? Is there anything we want to add to future topics? Nope. Okay, well, I'm happy to give everyone the rest of the hour back. And I'll update these notes and that's it. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.